Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Destiny. May I start by having your zip code so I can pull up your account?
Yes, zip code 75604.
And that was 75604?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, just hold one moment. And I'm still here.
Okay. Do you have that, this one that you just told me in your bag? No? Okay.
I only brought the ones that don't.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Gotcha. That might have your first and last name.
Okay. Judith Ward.
W-A-R-D. Okay. Will you verify that shipping address for me?
Shipping address. 5889 State Highway 300, Longview, Texas.
Okay, and I do see here, just hold one moment. And I'm still here, just hold one moment.
You have one on here for GRC, Meaningful Beauty.
That's good.
That one's okay? Okay.
And I really do apologize, just hold one moment. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I see here you have this meal plan with us.
Okay, let me tell her. They're meal plans. Are you familiar with meal plans? What type of meal plans are you?
It's basically, okay, so basically she could have paid like $1 to $5 for entry, where she had to select an item such as an iPod, Instapot, PS5, Dyson vacuum. And when she did that, she ended up with that meal plan with us.
Mm. Did you ever go online and request some type of device to be delivered to you, like a Dyson cleaning something, or no, she did not. She didn't do that. No. Mrs. Ward, 75 years old, she wouldn't do any of that. So, can we cancel this and refund her the $59.89? And do you see that's the only charge that she has?
Okay, just hold one moment. Okay, so may I ask you, where are you calling from? Like, who are you?
I am with Spring Hill State Bank, and Mrs. Ward is in my office, and she's got these charges on her account that we're trying to identify and clear up which ones are legit and which ones are not. And this one, she's saying, is not her. And she did not sign up for any type of meal plan, nor did she sign up for any type of gadget.
Okay, I'm going to get that account canceled. Just hold one moment.
Okay.
I can get that account canceled. All I can do is offer a $45 refund.
Well, why can't you do a 100% refund? If she didn't sign up for it, she didn't get the meals or anything.
Okay, I'm going to fully refund, and it will appear in the account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. So, okay, do we have a cancellation or some type of a number, verification number?
I have a confirmation for you to write down.
Okay. I'm ready when you are.
That will be C for Charlie.
Say it again.
That will be C for Charlie, 920.
Okay.
930-483.
483. Okay, and she'll be seeing a refund within 3 to 5 days, correct?
That's correct.
And you've closed this out, correct?
Everything I've been counseled and fully refunded.
Okay. Can you see on there when the day that this was initiated? Because it looks like it's pending on the account as if it just came over to, you know, the last day or two. So do you know when this started?
Okay, it started back on May 30th.
Okay. So can we go back that far for her refund?
Okay, so what I can do for June 29th, I can offer you a $45 refund off that.
Okay, that will work. And plus, she's going to get the full refund from the one from today.
That's great. Just hold one moment.
Okay. Just make sure that it is canceled, and going forward, she will not be charged. It's not for dogs.
Okay, the only kind of food that comes to my house, and that's dog food.
Okay, this is not dog food, is it? I mean, it's...
No, it's nothing dealing with dog food.
Okay. And we're going to get a confirmation number on the 45.
But the confirmation will remain the same. So I did fully refund you for that $59.89, and she have a $45 refund off the charge from June.
Okay, sounds great. All right, appreciate it, and we'll be looking for this both refunds within 3 to 5 days.
Okay, and is there anything else that I may help you with today?
No, thank you very much.
Okay, and thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great day.
Yes, ma'am. Okay.